Welcome back to Candidly Eclectic. Today we are going to take a look at each other's taste in music and concert experiences. There's 4 years between Shay and I, so our tastes may differ. It may be the same. Who do we enjoy listening to, seeing perform live, and if we collect anything? Music can mean so much to people, and it certainly can be there for us in nearly any situation. It helps us to express ourselves, move through emotions, and so much more. We believe music helps make life better, so let's see how our music tastes compare.
You want to ask the first question, or should I?
I will. Who is your favorite singer?
BTS. But that's a band?
Yeah.
And I think that's the next question. So my favorite singer right now is going to be Ben Barnes.
I know. What are the odds of that?
And I was right. The second question is, what or who is your favorite band?
I have to say BTS.
Okay.
Should we tell people who they are or no?
BTS, if you're not familiar, they are a K-pop boy band.
We're kind of currently in the military.
Kind of took over the world a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. What?
2021, I think?
It had to have been 2019. That's when I first got.
No, we got into them in 2020 because it was
Christmas. I heard about them.
21st.
Right, I heard about them in 2019.
So, what is your favorite song?
I would have to go with, actually this is way out of, it's a Halsey song.
Okay.
So, she's one of my other favorite singers when I'm in a different mood for a different taste in music. I can't remember the name of it. And I just listened to it today, too.
But well, that's good. Halsey song. My favorite song is so difficult because it changes every hour.
It depends on the mood.
But the one I've been listening to the most lately is Immortals. I think Fall Out Boy sings it.
Yes!
But it's from Big Hero 6.
Oh, okay. So, I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, you have to. It's so cute. It's adorable. But it will wrench your heart out for a little bit in true Disney fashion.
Yeah.
And we went to San Francisco Square, mm-hmm. and that's what it's based on, Big Hero 6. So.
Yeah. What song makes you feel seen? Oh, that's a nice question.
I don't know who sings it, but it's called Numb Little Bug. And it's just because it's talking about, at least from my interpretation, it's talking about, having to take medicine for mental health and not feeling like yourself.
Yeah.
And I can identify with that.
Yeah.
So, what song makes you feel seen?
I have to go into my SoundCloud to get it.
Gosh.
Howl. Halsey, Hold Me Down.
Okay.
So one of her songs. So right now I have been all over the map on my music. You're not. So I really can't say it makes me feel seen, but it does help me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, I can't find it. It's from a band called Nothing More, and they're an alternative, I want to call them, they're not emo, but they're almost slightly on the brink.
Okay.
A little bit. So one of the ones, If It Doesn't Hurt.
Okay.
And one of the lyrics is Knives in the Back, which it's kind of, it's a nice song, and I listen to that band when I'm overly anxious, so it does help me.
That's good.
So, that's definitely way off the track.
No. you need elaboration, I can provide some. Which movie studios or production companies produce the best music? So, like, Disney songs, DreamWorks songs, like, Shrek songs, Disney songs, like, who produces the best music, do you think, in your opinion?
In my opinion? I would have to go with Disney, like, the original, like, Disney, not, like, the new stuff now. Mm-hmm. I like to stick with the original OG Disney songs.
Okay.
Like, from the original Disney movies, not, like, the new remakes, the live actions, mm-hmm. which I'm not. But anyway, yeah, I like their OG Disney songs.
I agree. I think Disney can hit it out of the park with their music. But then I think of, like, Accidentally in Love from one of the Shrek movies, and that's a good song.
Yeah.
But also, like, Prince of Egypt, that had some good songs in it that were, like, earworms, definitely. So, with that being said, now we'll switch more into, like, songs in your memory. Is there any song that you are so attached to that you plan to use it during a significant life moment?
Now you have me thinking.
That's what the goal was.
Yeah, it's from a new artist. His name's Connor something, and he's on social media, but I can't think of the name of the song. Oh my gosh, I can't think of it right now. Like, you, like, so putting me on the spot right now.
Mine is Microcosmos by BTS.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to me and so special that I found the on Spotify somewhere. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew who actually covered it, but they did an instrumental cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, if I get married, that's when I'm walking down the aisle too.
Oh, nice.
Like, so beautiful. Like, so much.
We're on 8, right?
7.
Do you have any song with a memory attached to it that you want to change?
Yes. We discussed this at dinner earlier last night, because if you remember, a song started playing and I said I was gonna cry or be sick or something. Yeah. And that's because, oh, this is so, like, awful, and I hate bringing up the past, but it's the song "I Can't Help Falling in Love with You" by Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Because the night before he broke up with me, my ex had me slow dance with him to that song, and then broke up with me over text message 12 and a half hours later.
Okay.
So I would very much like to be able to erase that slow dance, because I used to love that song, and I wanted that song at my wedding, and like,
now you can't.
Now it's like turns my stomach every time I hear it. Like, other people can sing it and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Elvis Presley one,
yeah,
which I loved,
yeah,
turns my stomach now.
Yeah.
How about you? Do you have one?
I do. And this is going to be so cliche.
Okay.
Amazing Grace. I would change that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I hear it, I think of my grandma's funeral. Because I had to speak, literally, we sang Amazing Grace, and then my sister and I had to go up and do our speaking part, and I was, like, bawling my eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, that song makes me cry. No matter if it's played upbeatly, if it's played, like, happily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't do it.
All right. And this kind of is a nice change because of that. And for the record, my dad's Funeral, we also played mm-hmm. that, and that's another one. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make me feel physically sick. Mm-hmm. Like, manipulation yeah, I experienced yeah. with that. So, on a much happier note, what is your best music-related memory?
My first concert.
Aww. Now, playing an instrument or singing? What did you do at said concert?
It was actually my first legit big concert. It's actually XTU with two of my friends.
Oh, you were attending the concert. Okay.
So, yeah, it was good. It was fun. Don't really remember much of it.
For me, it was a concert also, but it was one I sang in, which, like, I had no business singing because I am horrible at singing.
Like a school concert?
Yes, it was like a school talent show. And I had signed up with two of my friends because we were going to be a trio and like sing. I can't remember what we sung, but we were supposed to be singing. And a week before the show, not a week before the show, but a week before show sign up closed, both of them bailed. And so I was still signed up. They didn't tell me they were bailing. And I just looked at, we got the little stereotypical, who gets cast and what, but it was who's performing in what time slot.
Yeah.
And it just said my name. And I was like, oh, where are my friends? And then the music teacher who was in charge of the whole shebang was like, oh, they dropped out. I was like, oh, I can't do this. I cannot do this. And she was like, no, you're going to do this. You're going to be great. You're going to show them. I'm going to do music tutoring with you. I'll give you singing lessons. Mm-hmm. So for 2 months before the concert, I stayed late once a week and took singing lessons with her. Which, again, I had no business doing.
Yeah.
And I probably made her ears bleed, and I'm so sorry if you're listening to this. But it was good because I stood up there. I got over my stage fright. And I just remember singing. Don't remember what I sang, but I remember singing.
You just did what you needed to do.
And I remember getting off the stage and my dad being so proud of me that he picked me up and spun me around in the air.
Aww.
And my dad had a disability and his back was injured and he wasn't supposed to lift.
Oh.
He couldn't get out of bed for a week after he did it, but he was so proud of me that he, did it. And so my best memory involving music is whatever on earth I sang at that little concert in second grade. Because it made my dad really proud of me.
It's awesome.
So, since we're talking about memories and stuff, what does music mean to you?
Escaping.
Okay.
So, because it's like listening to an audible book. Same thing with music, depending on the genre, like alternative, pop, rock, hip-hop, whatever it is. Depending on my mood, if I'm in a really good mood and I want to listen to like Halsey or Bebe Rexha, I'll go to that playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I just want Connor Maynard or just something random, because if I get tired of a band or a singer, I go to the next one.
Oh.
So I try to switch it up. And then when I'm in a funk, in a weird haze and in a mood, I go to the alternative stuff, like Nothing More, Skillet, like all those like bands, because they actually help me escape from like my anger, and it like helps me too. Helps me cope. Is that the right word? Cope.
Yeah.
Cope. Helps me cope with certain stuff.
That makes sense. So. Hard to like put it into words.
Mm-hmm.
Escape is good
because you can just get lost in a song.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
for Ben Barnes, the new Nevermind song. Mm-hmm. When I first heard it, I just had it on repeat and like just listening to the lyrics and like the meaning behind it, and it just brought tears to my eyes. I was like, oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
Okay. Hmm. I'm trying to think of like how to verbalize. For me, music is a lifeline.
Okay.
Because it can pull me out of a depressive state sometimes. Even like when I have bad anxiety attack, or when just whenever my emotions are too high, I have this system, I guess we can call it, where let's say I'm really sad.
Okay.
I'll listen to a sad song, and then I'll listen to a slightly happier song, and then a happier song, and then another happier song, until finally we're back to, like, Butter by BTS.
Okay.
Which is extremely upbeat,
yeah.
And
it's a cute
and
song.
It's like a make you dance, happy, mm-hmm. kind
yeah.
of. Not really sure it's giving any significant message, mm-hmm. but it's a dancing song and make
yeah.
you happy. Or like ABBA. I love ABBA too. So
yeah.
I'll work to working on like Dancing Queen. When I can
yeah.
get to Dancing Queen, I'm good. So, or Disney music. You'll discover very quickly throughout this podcast, I am a big Disney person. Just the fact that there's so much to choose from, and it can pull me and help my moods get better, and it can, there's like, it feels like someone has sang the song for every emotion known to man, every situation known to man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a song, who is it? Madonna? I think it's Madonna who sings about, like, you've got her singing about, whoever it is, singing about, like, teenage pregnancy and being scared, all the way up to, like, losing a parent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it feels like there's a song for every situation possible. So, like, when you're feeling alone, just find a song that's talking about what
yeah.
you're going through and
yeah.
listen to it. And
mm-hmm.
you don't feel so alone. It's a lifeline.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's a lifeline. Definitely. And if that made no sense, I am sorry.
No, it did.
Scrolling, everyone scrolling. Have you ever tried to write a song, and what message did you want to convey if you did?
Nope. That's a flat out no. And I wasn't even going to try.
I did once, and I mean this with the most respect possible. You might be ever so slightly too old to have known the band, but Naked Brothers Band.
I've heard.
It was a Nickelodeon band.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, I do remember them. Vaguely, though. Vaguely. Very vaguely.
I swear, unless this is all in my head, they had, like, fans write songs, send them in, and then maybe we'll turn it into a real song
uh-huh.
for, like, a special they
yeah.
did. And I wrote a song for that. What it said, I don't remember. But
like,
I did.
Did it get picked?
It did.
It got picked?
Yes, it did.
Oh my god,
that's awesome. I remember going completely pink, my mother looking at me, and Kristen going, did it right? And I was like,
oh no. My gosh.
And I was like, delete it. No one record this. I am done.
I, to be honest, not to like, I would love to know what song it was.
If we can ever find that episode,
yes.
I'll probably be like, that's it! And I'm
yes.
like, oh no.
I would love to hear it.
It's
hysterical. Okay. Have you ever been to a concert?
Yes, I have. I have been to several. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure you have, too.
Mm-hmm.
Have you only been to concerts of, like, who is it? Springsteen?
Yes.
You go to?
We just did the fourth Bruce, my fourth Bruce concert in August. It's like a race to get the tickets, like for all of us trying to get the tickets at the same time, which is like a fun game, but expensive. So we just did that in August. That was fun. I did the Barefoot Country concert event. I saw Bret Michaels, never know a single song of his. It was good. I saw my favorite country singers. Oh my god, that was fun. What else did I see? Rascal Flatts we saw together.
We saw a lot at Prospectors.
Yeah. Like Cannon Smith. That's who we saw together.
Was it Michael Tyler?
Yeah. Michael Tyler was on my birthday.
You saw Love and Theft there?
Mm-hmm. I have an autographed poster from them.
We saw a lot of cover bands, too. Yeah.
How else did I see that? It wasn't Coldplay. It was, I would love to go see that.
Coldplay.
Imagine Dragons would be another.
Yes, oh my god.
Sorry, we're like on a like ranting.
Oh well, that's actually the next question. Apparently,
what?
Who have you seen in concert? Can you list them?
Bruce Springsteen 4 times, Love and Theft, Shot of Southern, which is a cover band, Tim McGraw, Hunter Hayes, oh my gosh, Kane Brown just recently, Scotty McCreery.
Rascal Flatts
twice. No, I feel like I've seen Ray Lynn. She was like a upcoming star. She was good.
I haven't seen much from her lately.
I don't know what happened to her. Scotty McCreery. Who else? Oh my gosh, it's giving me the biggest. And I just saw them in August, in July.
Didn't you see Keith Urban?
Yes, Keith Urban. Yes, he was there. And he's a lot shorter than people think.
Yeah.
Like, the shoes he was wearing, like, platform shoes, I was like, oh my goodness. But he is really good, though.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
He was my first concert, so.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I was a big Swiftie when she first started singing and performing, and she was opening at whatever the Wells Fargo Center used to be. And she was opening for Keith Urban, and my mom was like, I'll get you tickets. And she got us tickets.
Nice.
And I remember that vividly because it was right when I was either 13 or 14, and I had this terrible fear of thunderstorms, and a massive thunderstorm started in the middle of the concert, and I almost left because I was so scared. Yeah. And my mom was like, no.
I bought you these tickets. You are going to stay and enjoy.
And my mom was, like, convinced it was actually not a real storm. It was, like, the effects on stage.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know which it was, but I was not happy.
You're like, no.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I love their music, but I was terrified.
Luke Bryan, I've seen him, like, 5 times.
Okay. I have seen him now once.
Yeah.
So I've seen
Taylor Swift. Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, I had tickets
to
them.
They are good, but it's just, I feel like Tyler's voice is so overpowering. Yeah, and you can't hear the other guy.
I had tickets to
Brian is his name, I think. I would love to go do a Backstreet Boys. It's on my bucket list.
I had tickets to Florida Georgia Line, and then my dog had a spinal stroke, and I didn't feel right
going
because it was in the neighboring state,
and
like not just across the river, it was like
across the border.
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, if he gets worse, or if he has another one, we're going to be so far away.
Yeah.
So I have not seen them. Want to see them. Then they announced their hiatus, and I was like, fine, I'll wait a while. So
my first concert was NSYNC. I'm so sorry.
You lucky ducks.
It wasn't, I got
Okay.
My sister wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister, my older sister got tickets and she dragged, not really dragged, she brought my mom because my mom needed to drive us. And then I came along. I literally just tagged along. I don't think I've ever seen my sister so obsessed over a boy band except this band, NSYNC. And now, like, we can talk about it. And, like, we're like, time you made us go to an NSYNC concert and we couldn't hear for, like, 2 weeks. And my sister was obsessed with Lance Bass.
Aww.
I would go see them, too.
I was obsessed with Joey. He was my favorite. And my friend was, like, at the time, was like, why don't you like JT? I was like, because I like Joey more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Like, Brian and Nick from Backstreet Boys. I was like, especially Nick.
Yeah.
Nick Carter.
I liked Aaron Carter more than Nick Carter. It's so sad what happened to him.
It is. I had my slight obsession with Aaron Carter, like, when, the, like, his, like, that I Want Candy song came out, and, like the, whatever, however you want to talk, say it, whatever that other song is. But yeah, I was, Jesse McCartney was like my other obsession.
Yeah. I liked when he was in Dream Street.
I vaguely remember that. I don't think I really got into them.
I still know the dance to Dream Street.
Oh gosh. We're gonna like bust out moves soon.
But let me think. Okay, so I've seen Taylor Swift, Keith Urban, Alan Jackson, Rascal Flatts, Luke Bryan, Suga, Yoongi, Augusty, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
Michael Tyler, One Direction. That was a big deal to me. I don't normally do concerts that much.
Mm-hmm.
Rascal Flatts, I've seen with you.
Did we see them like twice?
I think only once, because it was my birthday gift from you.
And it was their last show.
Yeah.
Before they went on hiatus, and then they came, or like, all of a sudden coming back now.
And I've seen Zach Brown Band.
Huh.
I think I've actually seen them twice.
Okay.
So, you and I have both kind of already answered the next one also. We're just going ahead of the curve here. Look at us.
I know.
Who have you seen in concert most often?
I gotta go back. Bruce Springsteen 4 times. Luke Bryan, I think about 3 or 4.
Okay.
Rascal Flatts twice. It's a bit tied between Luke Bryan and Bruce Springsteen.
Okay. Mine's definitely Zach Brown Band because I've gone to them twice. One was Down the Rabbit Hole tour.
Okay.
And then I forget what the other tour was.
I would like to go see that.
So, since we've been to concerts and we've established that, what song has impacted you the most at a concert?
From, like, whatever concert I went to.
Yeah, any concert you've ever been to, what song has made the most impact on you?
Scotty McCreery, This Is It.
Okay.
I don't know why.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. I love it.
Okay.
It's a nice song. And that came out really quick.
For me, it's definitely at Suga's concert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either D-Day or Seesaw.
I thought Seesaw.
Because Seesaw, Pretty much
the story behind that song.
The story behind it, and it reminds me of the same ex, who, and I hate talking about him, but it reminds, we're being candid, and
we gotta just, like,
it reminds me of the way that relationship went.
Mm-hmm.
So, before, you know, he slow danced with me, and then text message broke up with me. And he does know that we do this, so. This could be funny.
Wow. Okay.
Hmm. I would very much like to hear your answer to this because I have no clue what you're going to say.
Okay.
Do you prefer concerts or listening to albums?
That's actually a really good question. Okay. So if it's a person, oh, and I forgot, I've seen Jonas Brothers like 3 times. I actually would prefer the it is I think I would have to listen to the album
Okay.
because if I go to a concert and I know the band or the singer and it's they're doing a tour for like their new stuff, but I don't know the new stuff yet. I only know the old stuff, and then you go to the concert and you're like towards the end, and like the singer does like the new stuff, and you're just standing there like, wait, and everyone else is jamming out and know the words, and you're just standing there like a deer in headlights. I'm like, oh, it's kind of how I felt with Kane Brown a little bit. I only knew the one song vaguely, and everyone else is like jamming out. It was nice to, it was still nice to, but.
I think I'm gonna agree with you on that one. Like the I hate to say it, because there are so many bands who have no skip albums. Like if I do not like a song, I do not have to listen to it if I'm listening to the
Exactly.
album.
Exactly.
Or if a song, if I don't know it, again, I can just skip it. So albums. But concerts are cool. I like concerts. Occasionally.
Yeah. As long as you go to the
Very,
right one.
yeah. And I need a seat at concerts.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way. Because with my knee, I have a bad knee for
Yeah,
anyone
so
listening.
you wouldn't be able to do
Like
the
the pit.
barefoot at the beach, like you stand the entire time.
Oh, I wanted to go to that too, and I'm not gonna be able to now.
Unless you bring like a towel, beach towel you can sit on, but people
True.
are still gonna like walk all over
Yeah,
you and
and then
then you're
they will
gonna.
step on me because
Yeah.
I am small and hard to find.
I'll lift you on my shoulders. Do you prefer small venue concerts or big stadium concerts?
That's harder than I expected that to be.
Yeah, I'm like 50-50 on this one. I think it just
I'm
depends
like,
on who it is and where it is.
I'm like 75-25 because my introvertedness likes the small venue
Like
concerts.
when we go see Ben Barnes.
Ben Barnes.
It's at a small venue,
Yeah.
but it's still gonna be.
Yeah. Because it's not as overwhelming, but there's something about, like, at the Shure concert,
The experience
the
of
experience is so cool. Everybody's singing together. Like in K-pop concerts, I've seen Stray Kids. I completely forgot. And they're genuinely one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry. I completely forgot about
That's
Stray
what I
Kids
mean.
for a
Like once
minute.
you think of someone, you're like, wait a minute.
Because
Sorry.
I've been to two K-pop concerts, Suga and Stray Kids, and the light sticks there. That's such a cool experience. And they go to big stadiums, not small
Yeah.
venues. And they both have their perks, but I think I prefer small shows.
I'm kind of the same way, but I do like going to the stadium ones, like for Bruce. I loved it. Even though I was really hoping he would play the one song that I'm obsessed with, but he never did.
Okay.
But it's I think it just varies on who it is and where it is. And if you feel like driving that far or feel like if you don't feel like it, maybe you can go to a smaller one that's like a couple months later to make up for it. Oh, do you have any traditions when it comes to going to a concert?
That is a good one. Do you want to answer first?
I have no traditions. Like, I don't like, so if I know I have the shirt for the person, yes, I'm gonna wear it. Yes, like for the country, barefoot. I wore my old Rascal Flatts concert shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a country shirt. Like, I'm not going out in 90 degree weather in shorts and a flannel. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a tradition. Just making sure we have the tickets. And just if I want a T-shirt. Yes, but if I know the price is going to be like $80 for one T-shirt, I can get it off Etsy for literally $10,
mm-hmm.
which is what I did for the Bruce concert. I got my sister and I matching, semi-matching Bruce shirts.
Okay.
So,
doesn't your family, though, have like a ticket tradition thing? Because I wish I was that cool.
We used to. I used to actually do that. Or Jimmy used to do that. That's for baseball games.
Okay.
But I used to keep this ticket stubs of the concerts and put them in a shadow box.
Okay.
So it would show, like, where, and I don't own it anymore. I don't know where it went. I threw it out, so all those tickets are down the drain.
No.
But now that the tickets are on your phone, I can keep them on my wallet,
mm-hmm.
which is on the phone, which I don't ever delete, so. But I do like the physical form ticket, and then if I can do something nice with it, and then I'll put it in an album or something, but
okay, that's what I do too. Like, my only real tradition is I'll actually wear makeup if I'm going to a concert.
I forgot, I do that too. But if it's so hot out, I don't even do it.
It's normally pointless. It's just like mascara,
mm-hmm. like the light
some
stuff.
Tinted moisturizer, mm-hmm. and some lipstick.
There you go.
I'm not going, like, blush and stuff that's going to melt off my face if it's hot. And then I'll take the ticket when I'm done, and I will print it out, mm-hmm. or just grab it when I'm done with it, and I will stick it in the album I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an album of playbills of, like, Broadway shows I've been to and the concerts I've been to. And, like, the wristband. Sometimes I get a wristband for it.
Yeah.
So, that's all in and out. And my new tradition, after learning that I need a seat, is to make sure I get an actual seat at the concert when I buy tickets, and not
standing
room only, because I am in deep pain. Very mm-hmm. deep pain.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards. If I do not get an actual seat. And I have now warned all my friends, if you're taking me to a concert, I beg you, buy me a seat.
Yeah, I need a seat. And you know my... Oh, wait. I do. I have to sit an even number.
Oh, true.
That's true. That's my thing. So, you should have known that. My thing is, if I go to concerts or games, I have to be in an even number seat. It's just weird. I'm weird like that.
Mm-hmm.
My friends know. You know.
Yeah.
My little quirk. And you know. Like, oh, you can sit in the even number. I made sure you got an even number seat. Thanks. You're the best.
Have you ever cried at the concert?
Yes.
Oh, that is surprising.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think.
Rascal Flatts concert.
Okay.
My Wish.
Very true. That's an emotional song.
And Say Goodbye or something, whatever that song is.
What's it called? Here Comes Goodbye.
Yeah, Here Comes Goodbye. That song will definitely get me. And like hearing it live just made it worse. And I'm like, this is like knives to the heart, and you're just tearing my heart out right now. I love you guys, but I don't need that emotion. Oh my god. It was It was just like to have that so much emotion and those songs, and then like hear it live and in person was like, oh my god.
Yeah. I get that.
Have you ever cried at a concert? Or is it just like crying like excited for that person? Or was it just like a song that they sang that made you?
I have never cried at a concert.
I'm shocked at you. Really, I'm shocked.
Because I cry at everything, so the fact that I haven't cried at a concert.
I thought you would have cried at the Sugar one. Because you love him.
I do love him. But.
especially with the new the song about his
the Amandala.
Yes, that one. I probably cried.
I thought I was gonna cry, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I think I was just so happy to be there and like living in the moment that I was just like, nothing can bring me down right now. And besides, I was at the concert where his guitar string broke, and we were all just like still kind of entertained by that.
Yeah,
because he looked so like, what do I do
now? Do you have an extra guitar?
They did, thankfully, have an extra. But we're the like, I think we're the only concert that didn't get to see him use the guitar that the other boys had decorated for him.
They all signed for.
Like we saw it, and he went to strum it, and the guitar string just.
Oh,
just no. Stopped. And I was like, oh my goodness. So, that is why I think I didn't cry at that, even though I expected to.
Yeah.
Actually, I cried a little bit, and I'm just remembering, I went to Louis Tomlinson on his own, and I've been to Harry Styles on his own. But the Louis concert is where I discovered that I cannot do standing room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in so much pain that I cried.
Mm.
So I don't consider that crying at a concert because it wasn't the music or anything. Yeah. It was physical pain.
Yeah.
And I love Louis. So, like, he was the person, the one I liked the most in One Direction anyway. So I was really excited to go, but then I was in so much pain. It was not my favorite, but it was fun, and I'm really glad I went. Okay. And I kind of just answered this one myself.
Okay.
But has anything ever happened at a concert that, like, stuck in your memory? For me, it was the popping guitar string.
Mm-hmm. I forgot I saw Paramore, too. See?
Oh, lucky.
It was with an ex of mine. He's related to Paramore.
Oh, cool.
The drummer is, like, their cousin.
Okay.
So, yeah, sorry. I'm like, wait a minute. Blonde moment.
We will be dropping, like, yeah, I saw them, too.
Yeah, we do
throughout
that
this episode.
Yeah, sometimes we do that. I have blonde brain. So, one of the Bruce concerts at the Wells Fargo, there was a little kid that he brought up on stage. And the kid sang Waiting on a Sunny Day, and the kid was, like, perfectly, it had to be, like, 7 or 8. And it was so cute, and, like, I love when the singers get people in the audience, like, really involved in the music and the songs, and it's just fun. But with me, like, watching some of the old country people, like Luke Bryan, do drinks on stage, like my old self, you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Would have been like, oh yeah, like party. Now I'm just like, ugh. I'm like, no, thank you. Okay, if that's your thing that you want to do, great. But I don't want to like be like the Debbie Downer and be like, I don't want to go see you if that's what you're gonna do.
Yeah. I can say when I saw Luke Bryan,
he did
the Margarita song. Like, the when it's one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot, or whatever the lyrics are.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And he got a giant, like, fishbowl-sized margarita out there, and I was like, oh my gosh.
You have to perform the rest of the night.
Yeah, I was like, we have to sing still, sir. But he seemed to enjoy it, and he kept putting on a good show, so I was like, oh,
He does do a good show. But I feel like some of his songs are, like, repetitive, like, beats repetitive. And, like, half of them sound all the same.
One of the people who went to the same show I went to ended up saying to me, like, while we were all paddle shooting out of the stadium, that it was, it's like, what? I love Luke Bryan. I don't want to say anything bad about him. This was the other woman's words. But she said, it's like watching your uncle at the family holiday party.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, oh my gosh.
The fun uncle.
She was like, it's a good show, but you're sitting and cringing a little bit because yeah. why? And I'm like, oh my goodness. Woman had to be like 45.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. But like, I guess let him have fun and do what yeah. you're doing.
But you also like, gotta like be mindful that they have to be careful.
Yeah.
Different stories of certain singers like falling off stage.
Yeah.
And slipping on stage because mm-hmm. of like if it were raining or something. I get that. But you also have to keep in mind that you have crazy fans that would do anything to like try and like
yeah
touch the singer. And I'm like, because like if they come down into the crowd, yeah, we get a little excited. We're like, mm-hmm. oh my god, I'll be fangirl or fan, yeah. like whatever, which I get. But we also have to be mindful they're human too. Okay, sorry, that went a little good. Deeper than I expected.
Have you ever witnessed a fan project happen at a concert? Like, one entire section holds up signs that make a giant picture or a message or, like, no?
Do those brothers do that?
Normally, it's like...
I forgot I saw Shawn Mendes!
Oh, that's
you,
right.
You were supposed... I'm sorry, this is what we're talking about. That was amazing.
I ended up not being able to go to that.
I think that it was that concert that they did that. It was like...
Yeah, normally it's like...
In the upper section, because I had tickets for the floor.
Normally it's like, from my experience at least, it's not like the Keith Urban, the rest. Mm-hmm. It's like the One Direction, Shawn yeah. Mendes, Jonas Brothers.
I think it was Shawn
BTS.
Mendes. I if I can remember correctly. And he was good.
Sorry. I saw the fan project at One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
And on it was On the Road Again tour, I think 2015 when I went. And one section just held up, like, the Irish flag for Niall.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Philly. And I remember it because it was on my mom's birthday. And she was not thrilled to have driven us to a concert
on
her birthday.
I don't blame
her. Love you, Mom.
Sorry, Mama Cat.
So, it looks like we've got one more about concerts.
Okay.
Can you give us a recap of your favorite concert?
Yeah. Barefoot. It, to be honest, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They had Swoop, the Eagle come, which, yeah, the Eagles cheerleaders come, which, I don't know why.
The Eagles meaning... the Philadelphia sports
yeah,
team.
Yeah, sorry.
For those of you not in this area.
That's my football team. Which was nice. Brett Michaels was there, and I didn't know a single... The original Beach Boys. Like,
okay.
One of the original Beach Boys members was there. And my sister, older sister, loves the Beach Boys, so... She made me record some of the songs, and I had to send them to her. She goes, can you play this? Like, sure, I got you. I think that was, like, the most memorable event, and it was my first big sober event.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually at concerts, I usually like to have, like, a drink or two and
yeah.
then, like, get a nice little small buzz, but sitting there sober and everyone else, like, and
yeah.
drinking, and I felt it was nice to get out,
mm-hmm.
and like I felt awkward because I'm like, everyone's drinking, they're having a great time, and then you get hit on by a drunk, and then I'm just like, yeah, no, dude, bye, walk away. But no, it was like the experience for me to like be able to enjoy the concert,
yeah,
and remember what happened. And it was nice. I want to do it again. And I had VIP. So my sister got me a VIP wristband. So my sister comes in handy in the summer.
Okay. For me, it's going to be the Sugar concert.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Stray Kids. Honestly, both of them were really good shows.
Yeah.
Like, pyrotechnics at Sugar's mm-hmm. were really good. And, like, it's so cool. They carried him out. like a group of 6 or 7 dancers, I guess,
or just dancers, or extras.
Yeah. And so he's like laying
on them,
and they're like carrying him in, like he's crowd surfing, but he's just laying there pretending that he's like
asleep.
And then the pyrotechnic starts, and he started performing. And I was at the show. I'm so sorry. I know you're going to be jealous. I was at the show that Jimin was at. So
that is my man.
So I was like, okay, this is so cool. Jimin didn't like perform or anything. He just sat in the in his seat and watched and supported Yoongi, which was great. But it was so cool to be like at the same. Yeah. And then I will not forget how Yoongi was like, Jimin is here. And then a couple minutes later, he was like, my concert, mine. And people were like, well, okay, yeah. But I was, because they were so excited to see Jimin. And
it kind of slightly took away from Suga for like a couple minutes.
And that's why I personally think he didn't have any of the members perform with him in the U.S.
Yeah.
But he did at the end of the tour in Korea.
Mm-hmm. But that when RM and...
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, this is awesome. And then the guitar string popped and the face he made was very memorable just because he looked so confused and like out of his depth. And then pyrotechnics, like I said, were great. And the stage was made of like squares and they were like maneuvering the squares so that like there was a T and then there was a full square and then it was like he had to move from square to square like he was stepping stones almost. Like here and then step over. And then at the end he was walking around on the floor and like taking people's phones, and he said he took a phone and he saw it was an iPhone and he gave it back and he said no iPhones, only Galaxy.
Oh my gosh.
Because that they are like ambassadors for Galaxies and Samsung phones. And it was just great.
Awesome.
So, would you like to read the next one about genres?
Sure. All right. What genre do you say that you listen to the most?
K-pop. Or country. They're pretty. Or Disney. The three of them are my top three, according to the fact.
Mine just varies because I can go country to Ben Barnes to K-pop to alternative and just be emo for like 2 days.
Oh gosh.
I think right now I'm like, I was listening to Bebe Rexha earlier today.
Okay.
No, I was actually listening to Post Malone.
Very nice.
Yeah, so a little bit of rap, whatever you want to call it. What were your top songs from Spotify Wrapped 2024?
Pull it up and check.
Can't answer this question because I just got Spotify, so I don't have
which is shocking to me.
I have SoundCloud. Sorry. Okay. You guys can judge me all you want.
My top songs of 2024. D-Day by August D. Mm-hmm. 8 produced and featuring Suga of BTS by IU. And my third song is Lilith featuring Suga of BTS.
Yes. And
by Halsey.
Yes. I like that one too.
So as you can see, I really do like Suga.
Yeah.
And then my fourth song is Friends by V from BTS. Song. And my fifth song, pop song, is I Had Some Help featuring Morgan Wallen by Post Malone.
Nice.
Okay. So the next one you're not going to be able to answer either. So I will.
What's the next question?
Who were your top artists of Spotify Wrapped 2024?
Yeah.
Who would you say you listen to the most?
Who? Okay. I will say I listen to, like, Bebe Rexha and Halsey the most now.
Okay. Let me once again pull up my rack. Okay. Let me mute this so I can play this. Okay. I played... Now, Spotify Wrapped cool because it tells you... So I played 1,929 songs last year.
Wow.
While it's not a competition, I spent 4,073 minutes listening to podcasts last year. In December and January of 2024, I listened to mainly, let's see,
pop. Really? I would have said Disney since that was when we
were planning.
Planning the Disney trip. Disneyland trip.
I was really into artists like Taylor Swift, One Direction, and Halsey. Mm-hmm. Like, it's literally just telling me what I did. And let's get to, I listened to 973 artists last year. Top artists. Let's see who it was. I'm willing to bet money one of them is BTS.
Probably.
Yep, BTS was my top artist of the year for 2024. And my longest listening streak was 16 days of listening to just them.
Yes.
Who else did I listen to, though? Let's see. Who else got a lot of play this year? BTS, August D, Taylor Swift, V, and Stray Kids.
There you go.
So, Taylor Swift is one I did not expect.
Did you listen to, like, the new songs?
Yeah.
I
was a big fan of her until Red, that album.
Okay.
And then I kind of just didn't listen to anything else after that except for, like, the singles. So, like, Antihero, Lover. Mm-hmm. I liked a couple of the songs from Lover, but I watched the Eras Tour on Disney Plus, and ever since then, I've kind of just been, like, easing my way back. I cannot believe she's in my Spotify top.
I only have her Speak Now CD, so that's as far back as I know. And I'm not Swiftie at all. I'm sorry.
Don't come for her, friends. Don't come for her, Swiftie.
I like her old stuff better, to be honest. What? But she's not my cup of tea. I'm going to be polite about it.
What genre do you play the most when you feel emotional?
My angry emo alternative.
Okay.
That's when I feel, like, so sad and angry. I listen to that because it helps.
What genre do you feel you play the most when you feel sad?
Ben Barnes.
Okay.
Like, the Nevermind, I put that on. Like, repeat.
What genre gets you up and dancing the most?
Yes, my K-pop.
K-pop and pop for me.
Yeah.
And ABBA. I don't know what technically ABBA counts as, but ABBA.
Okay.
What is the best song from a movie, in your opinion?
Best song from a movie?
Can be any movie.
Any movie. You go first on this one, because I gotta think about mine.
I have to think about it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Best song from a movie. There's one in my head, but it's not my favorite song from a movie. So, the song, let me look up the title real fast. It's from the movie Spirit, which is about a horse.
Oh my god! I used to love that movie.
Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron?
Okay.
I just butchered that, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I know what movie you're talking about.
This is song. Okay. Here I Am by Bryan Adams. For some reason, that was a song that like I loved when I was a kid. I wouldn't say I'd say that's my best song from a movie, but that's just the one in my head right now. Instrumentally, I love Merry-Go-Round of Life from Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay.
Because the melody is very nice, but then like the tempo changes.
Yeah.
And it's just a nice song. I like it. That one is another one that will be at my wedding.
Phantom of the Opera. I'm sorry. That movie is like just amazing.
It is. It is.
Just the whole soundtrack.
Okay.
Like every song. And yes, I would go after a guy like who's like trying to like kidnap you.
I think I might know the answer to this one.
Okay.
Who have you been listening to the most recently? Like, who is the number one artist for you lately? And why?
I have to say Halsey.
Okay.
Because it's what I pick first. And when I want to listen to one of her songs, it's a creepy song. But it's good. I think has a dark meaning to it, but it's called The Tradition.
Okay.
And if you listen to the lyrics, it sounds like a girl's being sold.
Oh.
It's weird. That's what I mean. It's a weird song, but it's cool.
Okay.
I'll have you give it a listen after we're done.
Okay. I'll have you listen to Mary Grant. Merry-go-round of life. I speak English, I promise. Mine is Ben Barn, just because since we're going to his concert.
We're seeing him in literally 28 days.
I want to know songs that he's going to be singing. And his new album doesn't even drop until later this month.
Yeah.
No, it'll drop before we go.
Okay. You got a lot of listening to do.
So, but I'm trying to catch up on the stuff he's done, like from movies and.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play you When the Going Gets Tough after this, because I think he sings in that. I'm not 1,000% sure, but he's in a movie and he was an actor too, and I think he still acts. He acts and sings. So I believe he sings and acts in that movie, and so I'll have to show you that movie.
Okay.
But because I'm trying to, like, memorize his catalog, I've been listening to him mostly. Do you collect merchandise or albums from any of your artists?
Yes. I only collect BTS. Yeah, that's... Because, I think, that's it.
Okay. I collect K-pop albums and the light.
Sticks.
Yep. And
stickers. A lot of stickers.
Stickers are really great.
And the photo cards, they put them on my mirror. So, like, I have a mirror that's on the wall, but it's, like, a full-length mirror. And it's our... getting all these the photo cards from when you open a pack or whatever. So my first photo card was of Jimin, the one you gave me. That's my number one. It's on the left side. And then I have all the other members just going around.
Very nice.
So it's my little cute mirror of fame. It in a way.
Are there any new or new-to-you artists that have caught your attention lately?
Nope.
Okay.
Except Ben Barnes. That's, like, the only one.
Fair enough. I've been listening to, only because my sister's really into him right now, Elliot James Ray. British guy, I think. I know next to nothing about him except that he seems to have modeled his look after Elvis, and he's singing
that song when we did earlier today. Okay.
We did karaoke earlier, and
we jammed out.
Just to get us in the mood for this episode. And then, any concerts coming up for you this year?
If I'm able to do the Boots at the Beach event, not Boots at the Beach, the Barefoot. If my sister can get me a wristband for that, then yes, I'll do that again.
Okay.
But for this year, I've got none in mind unless...
Except Ben.
Ben Barnes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for him. I'm so excited.
We should really look into Atlantic City because a ton of people go there randomly.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Alice Cooper. I have seen Alice Cooper in concert.
And here we go again.
Alice Cooper. Yes. My sister desperately wanted to go see Alice Cooper because she loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw him in Atlantic City. Yeah. This is why I'm remembering it now. Shock rock. Not normally my thing, but it was a cool show. It was a cool show. And we took Shelby with us. So that was fun. But, I always forget that, like, the casinos have theaters and you can see shows there. And sometimes they, I think, like, Boys to Men are coming at some point
Boys
this year.
Boys to Men are coming to the beach. For Barefoot at the Beach. What is this world? I don't know a single song from them. And that's all my dad's been talking about. Did you know Boys to Men? I was like, I don't know who they are, Dad. He goes, what? I'm like, yeah. Sorry.
But, yeah, I just think we'll have to look there because I know I'm doing the Ben Barnes concert with you.
Yep.
And then my mom really wants to go see Barry Manilow, so I think we're going to see him.
Yeah.
And we'll see who else is coming around.
Yeah.
So. And it's kind of weird because half the time you have to buy your tickets like a year in advance.
Yeah.
Or like 6 months in advance. So.
Yeah, like with the first one, we got our tickets and then all of a sudden he canceled the day like hours before the actual concert because he was sick. And we still had the tickets. I'm like, what do we do with these tickets? And we started panicking. I'm like, do we have to buy brand new tickets? Like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? No, they just had to resend us the new tickets for that, for the new date.
Well, that makes sense.
That was it.
That was
like
nice
that,
at least.
That was scary at the moment. I'm like, what? And it's like June. And I'm like, you got 2 months till this concert.
Yeah.
Where are the new tickets? But yeah, that was like the only setback. Because like if the person cancels, like what do you do with the tickets?
Yeah.
If they're not gonna be in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, the following year, what do you do with those tickets?
Yeah.
You just wasted, what, $400 on a ticket that should have, you know what I mean? It's like, that's the stuff that kind of, like, slightly frazzles me.
Yeah.
That's right. Frazzle?
Yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah. Well, and BTS comes back this year, supposedly.
I will sell my body. I will sell my liver. I will sell my spleen on the black market just to get a ticket to go see these guys.
I don't know if they're gonna... Honestly, I don't know if they'd tour this year. Like, maybe individually. Like, I could see Hobie touring.
Mm-hmm. Or I would love to go see him.
But I think they'd probably focus on, like, an album, unless they secretly have already done an album and they're waiting to drop it when they are all out of the military.
Yeah.
But that's exciting to look forward to. So I'm, like, really optimistic.
Start saving.
Literally.
But we are dropping money for another trip. So.
And my fear, knocking on wood, that my luck ran out getting those sugar tickets. Because that was, like, Hunger Games.
Oh, I actually almost wanted to go see him with an old coworker and her two daughters. Her one daughter is like really into K-pop, so we exchanged like if I had an extra. Her bias was Jin, so I had an extra couple cards of him, so I gave it to my friend, and then we exchanged like BTS posters.
I've seen in Hypen. Okay. That's another K-pop band.
Yes.
Like we said, everyone, the memories will just keep coming.
Yeah, once you start talking about it.
Yeah, I'm excited for what music's going to be in 2025.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what happens.
Me too.
So, with that being said, that is a wrap for this week's episode of Candidly Eclectic.
New Year. Literally.
Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in. And like we told you last week, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and your opinions on music as well. We hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next week. Same time, same place. Bye, everybody.
Bye.